Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Upraise, in case you don't know where you are, because I'm in Australia, or trying to connect with Australia. There's a little kerfuffle, and it happens on Zoom. This is the busy time of the day, but we're on the edge here, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Our guest today is Maggie Weber. We're going to be talking about a little bit about cryptocurrency. She knows a lot about it, her coaching, and how you make a shift. How do you make that shift happen? People talk about, oh, I've pivoted. Girl, I'm so glad they're not using that word like they were, because they were getting on my nerves. And, working with mothers as a mentor. So she's got a lot going on. She's talking about money. She's talking about coaching. And she's talking about parenting. She's also studied with the great Deepak Chopra, who has a clinic here in San Diego, California. So let's get right to it. How you doing, Maggie Weber?
I'm doing really, really well. Pardon the wet hair, but I've just had a gym session. Tucked one in this morning before this interview, so I like to fit in as much as I can in my day.
I'm jealous. After, what'd you do? What kind of workout did you do?
Well, I just did on the treadmill for a while, and then I did an hour's pump class.
Oh, see, I haven't been back to a physical gym ever since they released things from COVID. I just didn't want to be around people. You know, they're sweat. They don't wipe the machines off and all that stuff. So, and I miss the steam room. I'm a steam room person. But if you in and I wipe off my equipment, do what I need to do, get up, wipe it off, and go, you don't have to worry about other people.
Well, that's exactly right. And just to make sure, I make sure I wipe before and after. That way I'm responsible for the outcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about how you show up in the world and what you're doing to make it a better place.
Okay. Well, first I want to tell you why I call myself the Working Mother's Mentor. Many years ago, I heard a chap called John Gray speak, the man who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And I'd recently... probably a couple of months before, broken from my marriage. And I had a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I was busy. And I remember John saying, a working woman today is doing her mother and her father's job. And a single working woman, which I then was, she's either a miracle worker or she's crazy. And he didn't say it quite as politely as that. And I thought, that is so right. It really resonated with my heart, because I thought, you know, you've got all these balls up in the air. And if you've got the balls of four people, you know, you've got your mother, your father, and you're a single working mum. You've got what I call a struggle with a juggle going on.
Right.
So I had to find ways of taking the struggle out of it. And that's why, I mean, it was nearly 30 years ago now that I studied with Deepak Chopra, and I became his first meditation practitioner in the Pacific Rim. And I wouldn't go at the pace that I go, except for doing an hour's meditation every morning. So I do that. That's the first thing I do in the morning. And then I get some exercise in. And but the working with mothers is because I realized the journey that so many mothers are on. And this is actually, I've got 3 best-selling books, and they've been my journey. The titles of them are my journey, because the first one was A Working Mother's Guide to a Guilt-Free Career.
Okay, hold on one second. Do you have the books there with you?
I've got one of them. Okay. I've got one of them. Only one of them's in hard copy. I can get one for you right now.
Okay. Hold on a tick. 3. So you have written not one, not two, but 3. Oh my God. Tell me about that one. Put it back up, Maggie.
Okay.
Put it back up. All right. Wait, hold it there for a minute. It says A Mother's Guide to Blockchain and Cryptocurrency. Wow. All right. So tell us about that.
Well, so that's what I mean. It was my journey. So the first one was A Working Mother's Guide to a Guilt-Free Career, because I felt so guilty being a mother, having children, and having a career. So So that was the process that I went through and the tools that I drew to me to get through that, I've put in a book to help mothers. The second one, which is this one here, was because I'd gone through a very, very tough time financially. I'd lost 3 properties and still had $500,000 worth of debt. And I had to find my way out the other side of that. And I did that with blockchain and cryptocurrency. So hence this book. And then the third book, best-selling book, was A Working Mother's Guide to Self-Care, because that was something, even though I meditated every day, and even though I did my exercise and I eat very well, I eat organically, I still wasn't good at putting me first and taking the oxygen mask for me first. I wasn't good at rewarding myself for jobs well done. I just was work, 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 work. And I remember reading a book once called Work, the Respectable Addiction. And I was so busy saving other people with their addictions and things that I didn't see my own, which was work, which was so close to my face I couldn't even see it. So I needed to, I don't believe necessarily in the concept of work-life balance. I think that's sort of, you can't just sort of do 5 hours on work, 5 hours on family. But I do believe in work-life integration and integrating different aspects of your life, friends and family, with work. And that's why, you know, at one stage I had my son working with me in my business, and it was such fun to be able to work with him and spend time with him and integrate family with work. You know what I mean? And so I often do that. Work-life integration is very important for
me. Well, you know, it is. And you feed off of one another. You get a different perspective. Sometimes it gets annoying. It's not always wonderful. I worked with my daughter one time and I thought I was going to pull my hair out, because you have a different work ethic. Well, you do. You have a different work ethic from our particular generation versus these millennials. I find with millennials, their communication style is different, and you have to tell them each thing to do, where we were brought up to be more independent and have to be critical thinkers. But you know, you're a mentor for working mothers as well. What kind of things do you pour into these women?
Well, part of my journey was, many years ago, I applied to get a virtual assistant, because I thought the more I leverage my time and energy, and the better. So I applied for on a thing called Elance or Upwork or whatever it's called now. And I had a lot of people put in an application to be my virtual assistant. But the lady who got the job, it was an Indian lady. And the reason I chose her was because she had at that stage, I think, 4 other working mothers working with her.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so she was walking the talk of what I wanted to work with, you see, working mothers.
Right.
But she had a childcare center there at her work. So they could still break off and have time with their children as well as be at the work. And so I thought, this lady is walking the talk of what I'm wanting to assist mothers with. And so she ended up, I was her 3rd ever customer. She's now got 78 working mothers working with her.
Wow.
And she's built a publishing division. Now that's the kind of thing that I will work with a mother on, to work out what their gifts are, what they're passionate about, making sure they take that oxygen mask for themselves first and foremost, because, you know, that analogy of when you're on an airplane, they don't say, you know, when the oxygen mask drops down, put it on the pilot and put it on the air hostess when she walks by.
Right.
Put it on yourself first and foremost, right?
Right.
So
absolutely.
I did that with Bhavani, and she's just such a wonderful success story. And I just know that so often, as mothers, we're brought up as nurturers. We're brought up as we tend to put other people first, and we need to make sure, hence the book about self-care. We need to make sure we look after ourselves and our energy and our fitness so that we can better look after other people after we've looked after ourselves first.
I know. So I'm feeling so fatigued right now. It's just, I'll walk from here to down the street and I'm just exhausted, and I just don't like that feeling. And so I'm really going to work on that every day to build that momentum, to build that stamina. I eat good. It's just, you know, I'm not getting as much exercise. And if you don't move,
exercise is the key.
It is the key. It really is. It makes you feel.
As I said, you know, I mean, I couldn't go to gym for quite some time, and I only started back about 3 weeks ago, and I put on a t-shirt that I got at Venice Beach, and it said six pack coming soon. and so I looked at this t-shirt and I wore that for the, you know, the before photos. And then I looked at myself and nothing seemed to be happening for a while, April. And I'm, you know, I was thinking, I don't seem to be losing. And then just yesterday I noticed it. I wow. took off my t-shirt and I can see the six pack starting. So, well, you know,
go ahead, girl, go right ahead. All right. Because my six pack is a beer. But I'm working on it, really. I do. I love a Heineken's or a Corona. Absolutely. Nice and chilled. So tell us about the world of cryptocurrency a little bit. I have other shows, Brains, if you want to know the basics of what cryptocurrency is, about mining it, which is very expensive here in the U.S., but also what it is, what is blockchain currency, how that is going to be the new currency of the next, I think, 20 years. My concern, and I can only speak for the United States, number one is now you really see investors trying to capitalize, and when they start getting into it, they want to take over. So the independence of cryptocurrency is at risk. There are several different types of cryptocurrency. It's not just Bitcoin, but that's the one that just really took off. People really loved it. They don't understand how to work blockchain currency. And it's so cool. The reason why I like it too is because it's peer-to-peer. So Maggie buys a house, I give the money to Maggie. I don't have to give it to the escrow company. I don't have to give it to the bank. I don't have to give it to the broker. I don't have to all these other people getting a slice of my pie. It's between you and I. And they're doing that here in San Francisco. They're purchasing property. They're purchasing Tesla cars. They're purchasing, you know, all kinds of things. So how does that look in your world?
Okay. Well, again, my journey with crypto, I got involved with it in 2017 and was first introduced to Bitcoin. And I just did a little bit. I did what's called dollar cost averaging. So I just buy the same amount every week and just put it into Bitcoin. And the reason that DCA, dollar cost averaging, is very good is because the market is very volatile. It goes up and down and up and down like this, you see. So if you just dollar cost average, you're taking the rough with the smooth. You're taking the falls and the peaks, you see. So I just started that way. And then I got a little overconfident after about 3 months, and I got involved in an MLM that thing, where someone introduced me. It was actually the lady who introduced me to Bitcoin. So she said, yeah, put your money into this. So I put $10,000 into this thing. And you see, I do a lot in my life based on intuition, well, part for intuition. And my intuition, they had my money for 3 months, and my intuition said, take your money out and the Bitcoin that I had made, you know, how I'd earned, take it out. But she said, no, put it back in. You'll make so much more. So I reinvested it. And 2 days later, it went under.
Oh, God.
And I was so annoyed with myself.
Oh, my God. 10 grand?
10 grand. Wow. So it was a scam. Now, this is what I mean about why I use my journey to help others. Because I was so annoyed at myself that I had been scammed and I hadn't seen it coming and I didn't listen to my intuition, that I went down what I call the rabbit hole of studying all about it. Mm. And so now I've written, that's what's in this book, you see, and also a course that I've created called Cracking Crypto, which goes into the history of banking. It goes into how to get started. It goes into wallets. It goes into exchanges. But more important than that, it talks about mindset, because so many people, April, they get into trouble with crypto because they come from what I call GFI, which stands for the Greed and Fear Index. If you come into crypto being greedy and thinking you're going to make a whole lot of money, and you see, and that's the difference between investing in it and trading in it. I'm in WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups and things, and some people just trade, and their emotional journey is as volatile as crypto is, because they, yeah, I made this much money, and the next day their emotions are through the floor. You've got to have emotional management and emotional control if you're going to get involved in crypto. But it is the fairest What I love about it is it's decentralized. So you're cutting out the middlemen. You're cutting out the bankers who are making an absolute fortune. You're cutting out the big, without getting too political, the big families who've been running banking for years and running the Reserve Bank. So I cover that history. It's a pretty crooked history if you get into banking and learn all about it.
Finance is a crooked deal. But what it is it's about intelligence. Number one, brains, I don't invest any more than I can afford to lose. Okay.
Very important.
If I can $1,000 and we can flip it and I can take that profit and reinvest, I'm ahead of the game. I'm very shrewd. I've had a business since I was 5 years old. So I know how to close a deal. I know how to watch my money. Something else Oprah Winfrey always said, sign your own checks.
Absolutely.
You get a bunch of money, you send it over to, I was telling my daughter, we were going through some financial things and I was trying to educate her. I said, I don't want something to happen to me and then you sitting there scratching your ass and somebody's tricked you out of the money. I need you to know at least the basics. People don't read contracts. Someone will put a contract in front of you and they say, sign right here. I don't do that.
No.
I'm going to at least kind of, bop through it a little bit so I can ask intelligent questions or make that person think that I'm asking the intelligent questions and they'll be sharper on their game.
Absolutely correct. And so that's one of the biggest things that I cover is if you're going to get involved in crypto, how to protect yourself. Because if you, like I've got on my phone here, 9 different wallets. But if I'm going to be silly enough, A, to not have what's called 2FA, which is two-factor authentication, which is a layer, like you've got to have 2 or 3 layers of protection. So that people can't hack into your account. But also, if the exchange goes down that I've got a little, app on my phone to, my money's gone. So you need to be able to take it offline onto what's called like a Nano, a Ledger Nano or a Trezor, which is an offline, like USB, and then it's safe on there.
Wow.
So I teach all of it. Very important to do that. Very important.
Wow. And to understand the basics of trading, go in and do your homework. Don't just because Bobby made a killing or this gets me. People go, well, I know a guy. Well, everybody knows a guy that can fix a tire, that can break open a safe, that sells drugs, that, cheats on his wife. Everybody knows a guy. When people tell me that, I don't have a lot of faith in it. I watch. I don't listen to people. I watch their actions. I want to see them follow through. And cryptocurrency, I love it because it's exciting. It's innovative. We forget. They used to trade people. They used to trade feathers. They used to trade beans. Now they are trading electronic cryptocurrency. But you know what's also scary? Places and groups like Anonymous that can go in there and they're smart enough to hold your stuff ransom and you be jacked up for real.
Absolutely correct. But you see, some of the positive things that come out of, as I say, on my course, I teach the basics. Then I've got some bonus sections that I'm putting in because I'm on the advisory board of a company where you can buy real estate using crypto, where you can use your crypto as a deposit for the real estate. And they've also got loans that are interest-free for 5 years. I let them organize that. But, that is opening the door for people to get on the real estate treadmill that couldn't have otherwise done it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the positive things about it. Also, I'm on the advisory board of a company where you can buy gold with your crypto. So it's not just about the trading, it's about what you can use your crypto for. And not meaning to get involved in any politics, but you know what? Mila Kunis, is it? And that chappy who was married to Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher. They just sent so much money over to the Ukraine and a lot of it, most of it was in crypto. You see, it's because it's so, with a bank, I tried to transfer some money to my son at Christmas time. It cost me probably about a fifth in transfer fees.
No, and let me tell you what happened to me. My niece needed a few hundred bucks. So I said, okay, I go to the bank. I had cash. I went up to the teller. She says, oh, no, ma'am, we can't accept cash deposits. I said, you can't accept cash deposits. She says, no. She says, you need to have your name on the account or we can't accept the money. I said, this is $200, lady. It's not $1,000. It's not $10,000. It's a couple hundred bucks. She goes, oh, no. So that told me one of three things. Number one, that the bank is in control. You're not in control of your money.
Correct.
The bank is in control. Number two, that there is something funny about the value of the money. Okay? It's devalued considerably. You don't even want to exchange your own currency note. Mm. Okay? Not a check, not a credit card, but currency. In God we trust on the back, right?
Yeah, right.
Close or whatever it says. And the third thing is that, you know, they want a paper trail. I don't care if you're spending $200 or $10,000. So with crypto, you've got a little, you've got a lot more flexibility as to, again, peer-to-peer purchases, watching your money. But the, like, again, the only thing that kind of just has me kind of shaky sometimes is that it is very volatile. But again, that's what makes investing fun.
Absolutely. But can I go back to the banking situation?
Yes.
So the reason she wouldn't take cash is because of something called anti-money laundering. And so they are supposed to be trying to get around anti-money by not doing the cash, right? Now, the thing about blockchain is that every single, it's such an important part of why blockchain is so important is because every single transaction is recorded on a blockchain and it's what's called immutable. You cannot go back and change that blockchain. You cannot go back and fiddle the figures. Every single transaction that's ever occurred on blockchain is there in perpetuity. So it could always be checked. And remember that blockchain, you know, the word blockchain, that's just the ledger behind crypto. Blockchain can be used for supply management, for phishing, for agriculture. That blockchain is the technology behind cryptocurrency. And we, as we started to say at the beginning of the call, Bitcoin was the first, and I call it the mothership. But I mean, and the thing about Bitcoin is that there's only ever going to be 21 million of them minted. So, well, mined actually is the correct term for Bitcoin. Some of the other alternative coins are actually minted. So we won't get into the difference between mining and minting. But the reason that Bitcoin is so attractive is because it's supply and demand. And because there's that, the last one is going to be, I think it's 2040 is going to be mined. And so if you look at supply and demand, it's got to be that the price has got to go up. Even though it's volatile, it's got to go up eventually because of just the number of people who are wanting them now and because of the awareness about it. I mean, I remember back in the days when it was first created, I think Bitcoins were being sold at 0.05 cents. And there was a guy called Laszlo something or other, his name's too long to mention, Hazarik or something. And he's the first purchase that was ever made with Bitcoin was two pizzas, two Papa John's pizzas.
Wow.
And he bought two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin. And I worked it out the other day when I did an event that was something like $630 million he paid for two pizzas.
Wow, that's crazy. Right. That's crazy. Yeah. Well, you know, millennials are really going to be moving towards that because they see the decline of, again, the U.S. dollar. It's not backed by anything, not by gold, not by silver.
Well, this is the point. It's not backed by anything. And because of pandemics and because they just keep printing it and printing it and printing it.
And the deflation of, you know, look at how the Brexit.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was all excited about the euro. Oh, we're going to all come together. We're going to be united under one currency. And the first people that exit out were the British, was London, you know. Mm-hmm. And and I've talked to some people on my show, and they said it's been a nightmare because you've got all these countries under one specific currency, And now you've got a big chunk of it that's extracted. Now everybody's got to edit and shift their own stuff to accommodate you and the buying power.
Well, not just that. I can't remember the name of the movie, The Big Short. And the guy who wrote the book that the movie The Big Short is based on, he's very clever about what really is going on in banking and things. And he wrote a book that was about what happened when the European market was created and the euro was created, and how, and he talked about Germany, he talked about Ireland, he talked about Iceland and one other country too, and the different, can't remember the other company, a country, but about the different ways those countries reacted to what was happening with the euro. And the fact of the matter was that Greece was on its belly, Portugal was on its belly, Italy was just about, I mean, they just saved Greece going into, you know. So the point that he was making was that by putting them all under this umbrella, it was mainly Germany that had to carry all these other countries for a while. And in the space of, Portugal, as I say, nearly fell over. And then when I was there 2 years ago, they had all these beautiful highways, they had all these amazing things. And it had come from the fact that other countries were carrying them. And it was a really interesting time when they created that whole European Union. And it was, it was a leveling time. But it was hard for some countries because they were carrying others. Spain was another one
that they were carrying. And you remember, Paris almost went completely under.
Exactly, exactly. But still, if it's a way of making things fairer, yes. But, very, very few countries are there thinking for other people. They're really just, you just have to look at what's happening in the world right now. And they're really... there for themselves, and so I think the vision of the European Union was a great one, but it was very hard on some countries.
It was disingenuous too, because again, like you said, it was all about the greed, the need for the greed.
Absolutely.
So if someone's interested in dabbling outside of purchasing your books, give them one or two tips on how they can investigate and research, see if this is something that they're interested in doing moving forward.
Well, for a start, they can contact me and get a free copy of my book. So,
Brains, really? That's amazing.
Absolutely. So if you email me at assist@maggieweber.com. So that's 2 G's for Maggie, 2 B's for Weber. So assist@maggieweber.com. We can send you a free copy of the book. And also, I'd love to give you a complimentary copy of Working Mother's Guide to Self-Care as well.
Yeah, I'm going to put that in the bottom of the show links, Brains, because you really need to take advantage of this. Information is key. You need to have the information.
Absolutely. And if you're interested, then join us on the course, because we can also send you some information on that. That starts in 2 weeks' time. But if they want to dabble, be careful with the dabbling, because it's a very complex area. And so it needs to, I really believe in the KISS principle, not keep it simple, stupid, but keep it simple and succinct. Mm-hmm. And so I like to chunk things right back down into bite-sized pieces for people so they can get started. Absolutely. So that's what I do on my Cracking Crypto course. But if they want to, you can Google some things on YouTube and just be careful, that's all. Just be careful. You just got to really, the biggest piece of advice that I can give you is if you get an email about buying Bitcoin or something like that, do not open it, please. Do not touch it, because it would be, often they are scams, and they also can have malware attached to them, and then they just hook right into your computer. So just don't even touch something on Messenger or on an email if it's, And remember, walks like a duck, sounds like a duck, is a duck. If something offers you huge profits, and things like
too good to be true.
Exactly. Having said that, I've bought some coins where I've made 2,000%. and you got to know when, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like, what is it? You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them.
That's right. It's a poker game and it's a crapshoot, but it's fun. And again, brains, don't invest any more than you can afford to lose. I have invested in penny stocks. I mean, literally 20, 30 cents a share. And I've held on to them and they have just really, you know, Pier One as an example. You know, they're out of business now, but believe me, I got more than my fair share. Look for things that pay you a dividend. Understand financial terms, financial literacy. Go in, you can Google them. What is the S&P 500? What is NASDAQ? What is the Dow Jones Industrial? You know, what is Bitcoin? You can Google, all this is at your fingertips.
That's a really good point. So like your S&P 500 and your NASDAQ for crypto, if you go onto something, a site called CoinMarketCap, that's kind of like .com. That's kind of like a share market for crypto. And in there, you can find out, you know, the top ones. You can find out what's called the market cap, market capitalization, how much of the total market is in Bitcoin, how much is in Ethereum, how much is in other altcoins. So you can find your top cryptos that way. You can also, most important, I will never invest in a crypto for the sake of making a profit. I need to know the mission of the company. I do my due diligence on their management team. I look at who's invested in them.
Right.
Look into all of those things before.
It's called social investing. Being socially conscious. I know I do that. When I look at stocks that I purchase, I want to know, you know, are you child labor? Is it clean water, renewable energy? You know, are you a part of a gun lobbyist? All of these type of things. And you can do that, your research. You can Google the company and get all that information because we need to be socially conscious where we put our money.
And the only things that I've become on the advisory boards of are those who've got that kind of social conscience and also have a program where they're giving back. To me, one of my biggest values, my top values is, well, as Deepak says, you know, when he talks about his seven spiritual laws of success, he talks about the law of karma, the law of cause and effect. And I think it's really important to be, you need to be a giver. He picked me up on it once. He said, Maggie, you're very good at giving, but you're not good at receiving. And it's a two-way street. You know, it's like blood going to and from the heart. So if you want to receive, you've also got to be someone who gives and recycles. You know, I used to have an organic farm, so everything recycles. So I recycle my experience. I recycle, you know, my wisdom. I always put back in to programs into, you know, like on Monday mornings for 2 hours, I go and pack food for the homeless and feed the homeless. I think it's really, really important to make sure that the ones that you're investing in have got some kind of giving program.
Well, you have to. That's our responsibility. That's the only way that you can give is if you get, and you can only get if you give. It's as simple as that. Maggie, you are a giver, a receiver, and a queen. Thank you so much for being here with me and my brains on the edge. Tell them one more time how to get in contact with you, and I will put all of your information in the show notes. Brains, I need you to like, love, and share. You know where you live at, right here on the edge. I need you to go in and like, love, and share all of this information with your friends. Subscribe to the show. Go in and listen to Cryptocurrency. She's trying to get you rich. It may not be quick. But you're going to be on the cutting edge because the currency's got to change. Whether it's Ethereum, whatever it is, it's going to change. It's not going to be these old raggedy dollars that they won't let me deposit in the bank. They won't even take their own money. So how do they get in contact with you, Maggie?
Thank you. So it's assist@maggieweber.com. And then please do contact me because I will eventually be setting up a foundation called FFS Foundation. And that's not what FFS normally means. If you use it in America, it means financial freedom secured. So that will be another way of our giving back to help programs, educate people, particularly in countries where girls, women and girls can't, you know, don't even, can't even go to school. So that's a long-term vision for us too. So assist at MaggieWeber.com, and I can't wait to hear from you. And thank you for the opportunity, April. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Brains, again, go in, like I said, understand terms, get to know people, observe the group for a little bit, you know, and then jump in. If they have the integrity that I know that Maggie has, they're going to wait for you. They're going to be patient because they want you to be a longtime client. They want you to win so that you're going to bring other people aboard. So thank you so much again. Brains, count your loot. Get your money right, okay, here on The Edge. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.